The following audio is from Gold Country Baptist Church in Shingle Springs, California. Visit gcb.church to find more resources and to learn about our church.
So, okay. Let's see. We are here to tell you how good God is. I'm not going to cry. Okay, I'll leave that up to him. That's why I go first. So, okay. I was born in California in the Bay Area to awesome parents that it was a broken home. It wasn't just one broken home. It was two broken homes from I don't know when. That is their story. I've never asked them how old I was when they divorced. They did the best that they knew how. And I know that they love me very much, and I'm so grateful for them. So I grew up in two different broken homes. Unfortunately, there was a lot of addiction, and there was just a lot of hurt, and there was a lot of pain. And I was very afraid often as a child. I will leave it at that. Because I really felt like God was just placed in my heart to focus on how redemptive he is. Because a child that went from a home that was burdened with addiction and pain, whether it be marital pain or relational pain, whatever it might be, came from that to this. And it still blows my mind away that God would choose a child such as me and allow me to be redeemed and saved by his loving grace, to allow me to be married to this guy and to have the children that we have, and that my kids will never ever experience the pain that I grew up with. And that is amazing to me. And so when we share the hope of God with people, we don't know their stories, we don't know their testimonies, but they can come from that, and then they can rise up to this, and they can rise up to have family such as you guys. And that is my heartbeat, is that God gives this new family. And I remember crying in a coffee shop with a dear friend years and years ago. And I just cried to her and I said, I want my sisters so badly to know Jesus. I want them to walk with me. And at that time, they wouldn't walk with me. In fact, it was the opposite. I was a black sheep almost, even though I was the one that got good grades and did everything right. But I was a black sheep, because knowing Jesus was very different. And when you know Jesus, sometimes it holds a mirror up to other people, and sometimes they don't know what to do with that. And by the grace of God, he helped me to see that and understand that. But there was a period of time where I had walked through my own darkness because of the things that I had seen in my life. Not that it was my family's fault by any means, but oftentimes you just kind of do what you see. So as I was young, I had been involved in relationships that were unhealthy and not good for anybody. And when I was in junior high, I proclaimed to know Christ because my mom actually was invited to go to church. Just these small seeds, and invited to go to church by a friend. And I don't know exactly why she decided to take us. I think just because a lot of times parents want to involve their kids in moral things and things that are good. And I think she probably just knew that she was doing the best that she could and she needed help. And so she took us to church, and we went to church, and I grew up kind of in the church there. I don't really remember much about their teaching or anything like that. I just remember going to youth group and stuff. And like I said, in eighth grade, I proclaimed to know Jesus, but I remember having questions and not really understanding things. And so I went on to high school and made my own decisions in a lot of ways, and was in, like I said, in unhealthy relationships, and whether it be friendships or other kinds of relationships or what have. And I'm so grateful for God's protection, because I know that he protected me during that time. But after high school, I just remember coming to a point in my life where I kind of felt like, God, my way is just not good, okay? It is the wrong way. And I know, bad language. So it is the wrong way. And so I just really felt like God just impressed on my heart, like, Annie, are you done going your way? Because pretty sure my way is better. And so because I was so done going my way and realized that if I didn't make changes in my life, it was not going to look any different than my family's life. And I love them. They're amazing. But I didn't want that. I didn't want the broken relationships. I didn't want the pain. I didn't want the hurt. I didn't want all those things to be repeated in my life. And I knew enough about God that I knew that I needed to go towards him. And he pursued me with all of his might. And from bringing Jehovah's Witness into my life, that started asking me questions about the Trinity. And I said, you know what? I don't know. So I started reading the book of John. And I wasn't even really going to church yet. And so I started reading the book of John. And then this story always strikes me. I was on my way home to my parents' house, and I drive past a friend's mom, and I just wave. She stops her car in the middle of the street, gets out of the street, and what am I supposed to do? I can't be impolite, so I need to stop too. We get out of the car, we're both talking, and she said, "Hey, you need to call Claire," who's her daughter. And I said, "Okay, sure, yeah, I'll give her a call." Well, she calls her. And we're in the middle of the street, and I'm now talking to Claire, and she said, "Hey, what are you doing tonight?" And I said, "Oh, I'm going to a Watchtower meeting." And she said, "No, you're not. That is crazy. You're coming to my house." And so God just started planting these people back into my life, and new people, and he brought me to an amazing church via a friend that I met in college, and she was a believer. And I call it my 5-year Bible degree, because this church just was phenomenal, just very much like Gold Country. Knew God's word, but really knew how to teach God's word and to teach you how to know how to learn God's word yourself as well. And so about that time, I told God I wanted nothing to do with guys. And of course, that's when this guy comes in. And God knew exactly what I needed. I needed someone that was gentle. And that is this guy to a T. Like, he's the most gentle, amazing guy on the planet. And I'm so grateful to God for that. Because of that, we have the most amazing, sweet little boys. And we get to raise up men in this generation. But what I wanted to focus on was God's redemption, because I was able to go from that to where I am now. And I just wanted to encourage you guys. Like, our home is so loving. It's not imperfect by any means. I yell, like, yeah, it's not always perfect. But it is good. And it is a far cry from what I grew up from. And the amazing thing about God is that in 20 years, yes, I'm almost 40, in 20 years of knowing Jesus from a family that didn't really know what was going on, when I came to know the Lord, it was very black and white. And so I'm sure it was not easy to live with me at that point, because of just being very black and white in my faith and all of a sudden being very different. But over the course of 20 years, I have seen a sister of mine, who I cried in that coffee shop with another sister in Christ, and said, "I just want her so badly to know Jesus." And God brought her through just the deepest pit. So if you guys have family members that don't know Jesus and are in a deep and dark pit, his love is so deep and so wide and so good that he can bring even the darkest person to Christ. And he did that, and our relationship is amazing. And now, not only that, but my stepmom, in her own story, God has brought her, I believe, to him as well. And it is so amazing to be able to have these conversations with people about Jesus and about the Bible and the hunger that he has given him to know his word and to know him and to be loved by him and the peace. She told me, She struggles with anxiety, and she said, "When I read the Bible, I have peace." And that comes from God. And so I just want to encourage you guys that if you have family members, God's love is so amazing that he can even bring what seems so far from him to him. And he is so good. So that is my testimony. Here's my awesome husband.
Hi, church family. So happy to be with you at Family Camp. Annie and I have been over the years, not consecutive, but cumulative, about 10 years or so at Gold Country. And this is actually our first time at Family Camp. So I'm really excited and happy to be here. In terms of my testimony, I grew up like a lot of the kids here. I grew up in church. I grew up, you know, just constantly at church. There, you know, all the time. Oftentimes the first ones there or close to it. You know, very, very, very frequently the last ones there. And I grew up thinking that I was saved because I was just in church all the time and I knew so much. You know, I paid attention in Sunday school. And I picked things up, you know, fairly quickly. I can remember one time in Sunday school being offended when the teacher corrected me on something, like doctrinally. Like, I was like, what? No, that's not okay. I'm always right. I don't have a memory of it, but I know when I was three, I professed faith. I think I was just trying to get attention because my sister had just done that, and she's getting a lot of attention. So I kind of grew up in the church sort of thinking, you know, that and knowing a lot about the Bible, a lot about God, and then I can remember in junior high, I was at like a overnight thing. I went to a Christian school, and so it was like an overnight thing. And my teacher's husband was preaching, and I don't remember what exactly he preached on, but I just remember understanding the gospel clearly, and that I clearly was not saved. Like I understood. It's not that I didn't understand the gospel before, but I understood more than ever, and probably for the first time really, that I needed that, right? I wasn't saved. I never did things to please God. I did things because I wanted to stay out of trouble, right? I wanted to get in people's good graces or whatever it was. You know, that was always my motivation. God saved me from sort of a little kid Pharisee sort of life. And I can just remember over the years, I won't go into every detail, but I can remember at different times and in different places, even different churches, just when I was serving, when I was engaged, when I was, in God's word, when I was teaching others, all of those times, I've just grown so much and grown so much through good churches and the opportunity to serve and teach and learn. And I recall also another example of God's grace. I very selfishly, as a young high school student, I very selfishly just sort of like still believing all of what was in the Bible and still knowing truth, and just sort of said, I think I'm going to be selfish for a while. I think I'm going to do what I want for a while. And I sort of went through the motions at church for a little while and things like that. I still lived at home and. But I was really just doing whatever I wanted. And God, even in those foolish and stupid years, God still was gracious to keep me from, you know, monumental mistakes. You know, she wasn't joking earlier. I'm a crier. But the great blessing of knowing the truth and the way that I was raised and the benefits of that godly upbringing protected me. Sorry. And God brought me back to him. Very much like my potty mouth wife, I realized that my way was horrible, and wasn't cutting it, and wasn't actually bringing me real pleasure or joy. And so he drew me back to him, and it was right after that Annie and I met, and what a wonderful blessing she is and has been, and I've had other times since where I was more or less engaged in my walk with Christ, serving or not, you know, sometimes teaching or not. And I've always been so blessed, especially was blessed by Gold Country when we were here and grew a lot. And I sow. I so appreciate this church. And the leaders here, especially. I hope that everybody here knows how special this church is, and the elders are. And I wish I could explain that more right now without crying. But just the incredible humility and grace, just the, you know, a church is not, it's not defined, by its activities or things like that, but the community that is here at this church is amazing, and it's not common. And I think it's important that we're thankful for that. And even this week is a great opportunity to have that sort of sacrificial living together that Pastor Phil mentioned in the sermon last week. You know, I think it was a verse talking about our bodies as a sacrifice, right? It was talking about our bodies, plural, but the sacrifice, singular, and that our lives would be like that. And so we have that opportunity, especially this week. And so I just pray that we all take advantage of that. And I'm grateful for the chance to be here, and also for the chance to speak. So thank you.